You're listening to SBS News.
After over 22,000 COVID tests in a 24-hour period, New South Wales recorded no new community cases of COVID-19. Seven infections were recorded in return travellers in hotel quarantine, but the main concern for health officials is the bottle shop BWS in Barala in Sydney's west, which has been identified as an exposure site between December 22 and New Year's Eve, skipping only Christmas Day. Here's New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant.
The Barala cluster originated from returning overseas travellers, and then there was a healthcare worker, a person who was involved in the transfer of those patients, and then that person passed it on unknowingly to a close contact, and that close contact went to the BWS. Can I just stress that at the time where the person entered the BWS, they had no symptoms and no reason at all to think they had COVID infection. And it really is important that we all bring that to mind.
Two new cases linked to the Barala outbreak were recorded, but will appear in Tuesday's official figures. Anyone who visited the store between December 22 and New Year's Eve have been ordered to isolate. The development comes as mask wearing became mandatory, and those who do not wear one in appropriate indoor settings risk a $200 fine. Masks are mandatory in shopping centres, on public transport, in places of worship, hair and beauty premises, and entertainment venues such as cinemas. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says there will be no allowances for people protesting against the new rules around face masks.
There have been some demonstrations in the last 24 hours indicating that some people don't like the idea of a mask. Well, if they don't like the idea of a mask, stay home or stay outside. You don't have to go into the shopping centres and put other people at danger.
All hospitality staff are also required to wear a mask. Acting New South Wales Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon says residents must comply.
There is a $200 fine for an individual who fails to comply with the health order in terms of the wearing of a mask. However, that will be a last resort. We will use a very common sense approach to our policing and discretion where it's appropriate. The key focus for now is ensuring compliance.
Masks have been mandated in response to several COVID-19 clusters, including the Northern Beaches cluster in Avalon, which is at 148 cases. The cluster in Barala numbers 13. Meanwhile, authorities are pleading for more people to come forward for testing, setting a challenge to get testing numbers as high as 50,000 per day. Acting Premier John Barilaro says yesterday's testing numbers are far too low and need to increase in order for officials to get a better picture.
If you look at the 10-day period from the Northern Beaches during the Christmas period, there was 380,000 tests done in 10 days. At its peak, a day of 70,000 tests. So we know as a state and we know as citizens that we can actually do this and do this very, very well. So my plea today for those in Western Sydney, please come out in numbers.
Across the border, Victoria has recorded three new locally acquired coronavirus cases linked to the Black Rock cluster as long queues form again outside testing sites. Another additional case came from hotel quarantine, bringing the total number of active cases in the state to 36. Victoria's Acting Premier Jacinta Allen says more than 32,000 Victorians were tested for coronavirus yesterday, and testing capacity will be boosted again to cope with the demand.
Today, whilst we know that it will be another very busy day at our testing sites, with the extra capacity that's been added today over and above the extra capacity that was added yesterday, the extended hours, the additional sites, we are expecting the sites to be able to accommodate the demand that we expect.
The Black Rock cluster in Bayside Melbourne seeded from New South Wales' Northern Beaches outbreak and prompted a swift crackdown by the state government on border rules last week. More than 60,000 Victorians rushed back from New South Wales as a hard border between the two states came into effect on Friday night. Queensland has also imposed restrictions on aged care facilities and hospitals and added extra staff to testing centres. Visitors from Victoria since the 21st of December are temporarily banned from aged care facilities facilities, hospitals, disability accommodation and correctional facilities. Meanwhile, on the topic of vaccines, Australia's Chief Medical Officer has emphasised patience ahead of the rollout program.
We are going through all of the processes that need to be done to ensure safety, as well as a strong and efficient implementation of that strategy. The approvals will happen when all of the information that we need to make those approvals is available, and that will be fast-tracked as much as possible, but no shortcuts will be made. The safety tick has to be there before anyone gets this vaccine in Australia. Once that approval is done, there will be deliveries from our overseas suppliers and then our local suppliers here in Australia, the AstraZeneca vaccine.
The rollout of the vaccine was questioned by the federal opposition, but Paul Kelly has defended the government's timeframe, saying it was a conservative one. Vaccines are expected to be delivered by March, even though they're yet to be approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, the independent body that regulates pharmaceutical products. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.